This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
We are back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. This is War Now on the USA Radio Network, broadcasting from the left coast to the right coast and everywhere in between. Phone number is 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You can always reach me. My email address is leeelcradio@gmail.com. That's leeelci radio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you from all over the country as we broadcast here on a Friday night with a very special guest joining me. One of my favorite people that I get a chance to talk to. He is a former CIA operative. He's a spy. Also, he is a colonel in the United States Army. By the way, did I mention he was a former congressman and Vietnam veteran, my good friend Rob Simmons. So I want to start with this. In your expert opinion, what is your assessment? What does your CIA spy training tell you about Trump and Putin and what happened, exactly what happened in Helsinki?
Trump misspoke.
No, he didn't.
So what does that mean? What does it mean? Is it kind of like when Obama said you can keep your doctor and you can keep your health care and the costs are going to... Was that misspeaking
That was lying.
That was lying.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a difference.
When you misspeak, something came out of your mouth that was wrong.
You made a mistake.
Not intentional. You used the wrong word.
Yeah.
What did he actually say? What was the misspeak? What he said was treason. It rises to the level of impeachment. You know,
right.
So
that's what you're saying.
Well, no, that's what the
Dems and the left
Democrats
are saying,
and the
some Republicans too.
Some Republicans. You know, they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. We all know that. So it's interesting that this has galvanized the nation. To the point of impeaching a president for treason. You know, first of all, when you read the articles before he went on the trip, Wall Street Journal, front page of the Wall Street Journal, July 16, president sets low bar for Putin meeting. So people say, what are you going to do with Putin? What are you going to do? I don't know. You know. We might talk about the World Cup.
Right.
He might give me a soccer ball.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? He did.
Yeah.
He gave him a soccer ball. Here, the ball's in your court.
Right.
Kind of like, Kim Jong-un. You know, I'm going to meet him.
Right.
We'll shake hands.
Sure.
Check him out. Well, it's a little fat. Putin's not fat. But he had his shirt on. He kept his shirt on.
Yeah.
And then the Hartford Current front page, Trump urged to be firm. Pressure builds for president to confront Putin. Okay, so... The liberal media and the Democrats want the president to confront Putin and be firm.
Right.
But if the president says, hey, I really, no big deal. No big deal. So was he firm? I don't know. I guess what they wanted him to do was maybe slap him around a little bit.
Right.
Push him off the stool.
Sure.
Say, hey, I invited you to this meeting and now I'm going to slap you around. You're a bum.
Mm-hmm.
You're no good. You've been spying on my country, and you know, Lee, for the Russians to spy on our country, I mean that is outrageous.
Right,
it's unconscionable to think that the Russians would spy on us. I mean, is there any precedent for thinking that way?
Well, I think in the past.
In the past?
There was a group inside of Russia that used to spy on us.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it began with a K.
K.
Yeah.
KKK?
No, that's a different group.
No, who is it? K who?
KG something. That sounds
KG.
Familiar. Yeah.
I thought JC, KG. I thought that was a singer.
No, that's a different
group. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I got a book here. KGB?
That's it. That's the one I'm
KGB.
Thinking of.
KGB. All right.
Yes,
well,
of
course. So, we're winners.
Yeah.
So, look, I just happened to be bringing this book in, 775 pages.
Yeah.
KGB, the inside story. So, let's take a look at this. Russia and the KGB. Where did it all begin? Hard to say.
Yeah.
So, it began... in 1565.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I read it right. 1565.
1565.
Yeah, that's when Russia had a czar.
Okay.
Now, this was not like the czars that Obama had, because Obama had a whole bunch of czars. This was the real czar. this was the real czar, who probably had a crown,
right,
and lived in palaces and castles.
Right.
And what did he do with his enemies?
Killed them.
And kill them all. Yeah. But how did he know which ones to kill?
He had the KGB to figure it out.
He had the KGB to tell him. KGB said, this guy is a bad guy. Mr. Tsar, we will kill him for you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Tsar. And they go out and kill him. So, Lee, the amazing thing is since 1565, there's been a KGB. And according to this book I have here, and, you know, books, you can't really...
Can't trust them.
No. No. I mean, it seems to be sourced on a lot of information. Like, when I go to the sources... There's another 50 pages of source documents, but, you know, probably the guy made it up. Fake news.
Yep.
So I guess the idea that Russia spies and uses the KGB to spy shouldn't be a surprise. Should not be a surprise.
Right.
Because I think they've done it before.
Right.
I think they've done it against the United States before.
Right.
Now, this is a terrible thing that the Russians spy on us, but they spy actually... Don't take it personally. They spy on just about everybody.
Right.
Did you know that?
I did.
They spy on the Japanese.
Yeah.
They spy on the Chinese. They spy on Israel. You know, this is what they do.
Can I ask you a question not to interrupt you?
No, you just did.
So Russia spies on everybody, right?
Of course they do. But we don't.
But no, I was going to ask you.
No.
So, wait a second. You're part of the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell everybody.
Did
we spy?
No.
Answer the question.
No.
Do we spy?
I don't recall. I'll take the question for the record and get back to you.
All nations spy.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
I'm not making it up.
Well, but then that's kind of where the misspeaking became, because he was misspeaking, because he said we weren't very good at it. Isn't that what he said? Didn't he misspeak and say that somehow... he says, I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do not want to see the server, and so on and so on and so forth. But then he says, we have a good intelligence community, but Mr. Putin was very, very firm that he didn't spy on anybody. Now, why, Lee, would anyone think that Mr. Putin would be spying on anybody or would want to spy on anybody? Why? What is it about Mr. Putin that people don't like?
Well, he was... In the KGB.
What?
Yeah.
No. You misspoke, Lee.
No.
You're making it up.
No, he was in the KGB.
That guy doesn't wear the shirt?
Yeah.
The little guy with the...
He was a big shot in the KGB.
He flexes his pecs. But then let's look at another question here. The Russians, what were the Russians actually doing? They were spying on the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and the RNC. Republican National Committee.
Right.
What was the difference? What happened?
They were able to hack into the DNC.
How were they able to hack into the DNC?
Well, because that server was...
No good.
No good.
And were they warned by the FBI that they were being hacked?
The DNC?
The DNC.
They were warned.
And what did they do about it?
They didn't care.
They didn't do a damn thing about
it, did they? No.
And they just let it go on. Mr. Podesta, who I met years ago, he just let it go on.
Right.
Because I have another book here.
Oh, another one?
This is another book. It's called Hacks.
Yeah.
Hacks. It's called Hacks by Donna Brazile.
Oh, no.
She is a hack. She is a hack. The inside story of the break-ins and breakdowns that put Donald Trump into the White House. Now, this book does not say that the Russians put him in the White House.
Right.
It says, Don Brazil said, I found proof the DNC rigged the nomination for Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's a Democrat.
Yeah, we know that.
So, okay, the election was rigged, but it was rigged for Hillary. How did Hillary rig it? What was going on on the Democrat side that might have involved rigging? Was Hillary running solo? Do you remember? Or did she have an opponent?
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
the commie.
Yeah.
It appears that whatever happened in the DNC, they were rigging it against Bernie.
Right.
Right? And then they were hacked by the Russians, who, of course, threw the stuff out there. And it was not good.
Right.
It was not a good thing. But the FBI, to their credit, apparently warned them. Then what did the Republicans do when they were warned?
They clamped down on their
security.
Security, sure.
And so then the Russians couldn't get in.
Right.
So it was kind of one-sided.
Right.
Was that collusion? Or is that just they weren't good enough?
I would think they weren't good enough.
And what is the overall goal? I mean, if you're Mr. Putin, this is the real nugget that we take away from all of this. If you're Mr. Putin, do you really care if it's Hillary or Donald or even Bernie?
Nope.
Do you really care?
No, you want to cause chaos.
Yeah. Ah.
And division.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Now, did Wayne Allen Root tell you that?
No. I figured that one out by myself.
To his staff.
I figured it out by myself.
Come on, Lee. We're all small-town boys here.
Oh, man. But with that being said, Colonel, we are out of time. I cannot thank you enough. I think you're one of the best people to have on the air. You're smart and articulate and funny, and everybody out there loves you. So I appreciate it. Former Congressman, Colonel, CIA spy, the whole nine yards, the one and only Rob Simmons breaking down Trump and Putin and Helsinki like nobody else can do it. I can't thank you enough. Really appreciate you joining us here tonight. All right, your turn. If you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I am a serial entrepreneur. Every one of you knows that. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men when the popular pills fail. This remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, there's no medication, and there is no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info and speak to our friends at Swiss Wave. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War. I'll be off today. It's my birthday, July 20th, but I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, Lee Elsie taking over again for me today. I know you loved him. I love him. I think he's great. Enjoy.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you. Enjoy your birthday.
wherever you're going. I know we had him on earlier today. We bothered him on his birthday, but he came on and talked to us a little bit. He was working all day, and hopefully he goes out and enjoys himself all night. 1-833-927-8255. That's 1-833-WAR-TALK if you want to weigh in. It's just me and you until the top of the hour, so we can have conversations in and about anything that you want. We've been talking a lot about Trump, a lot about Russia. We'll get back to Russia in a bit. A lot about hate, if you will. I opened the show with capitalism and socialism and all of that, and I thought, that was, you know, a good place to begin the show today, because a lot of the talk in and around the country today had to do with some of these folks in the left who want to push socialism down your throat. And one of those is Maxine Waters. And I ran across a story earlier this morning. I don't know if you saw this one, but apparently Maxine Waters supporters burn an American flag outside the California rep's office. So if you're a supporter of Maxine Waters, what do you do on a Friday? Well, you burn stuff, right? You burn an American flag. That's patriotic. So they apparently they reportedly burned and stomped on the American flag. They snatched it off a pickup truck, again, while they were chanting Black Power. So this is the love and the respect and the honor that Whoopi Goldberg is talking about, right? Snatching an American flag off the back of a Patriots truck and then desecrating it, burning it, stomping on it outside the office of Maxine Waters. And my guess is you will not hear peep one from Maxine. She won't say boo about this. Nothing. Because we all know, deep down, she's all about it. She loves it. She loves the idea that you're snatching an American flag. Absolutely 100%. Again, socialism, communism, chaos, fascism, it's beginning to creep all different corners of this country. Don't blink. Don't look. Don't hold your breath. Because the next thing you know, they're going to come and take a little bit more and a little bit more and ask a little bit more. And that's what's going on every single day. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Plus, oh, by the way, there's another story. You might not have seen this one. Masked protesters hurl feces at a new L.A. kosher coffee shop during the grand opening event because, well, the owner supports Donald Trump. Once again, Whoopi, where are you? Where are you about the love? Who's whipping up the people that are doing this? Is that Donald Trump's fault? When people burn a flag in honor of Maxine Waters and in honor, or at least in the resistance movement, is that Donald Trump's fault? And when people throw blank at the owner of a coffee shop during a grand opening because he happens to have a Trump sticker on his car on the side of the building, is that Donald Trump's fault? Is he whipping up that hate? Is he to blame for that hate? This is the kind of things that we're talking about, right? And I've said this from day one. The left can push, and they'll keep pushing, and they'll push, and they'll resist, and they'll continue to go down this road as long as they feel they can get away with it. But keep this in mind. It's the right that has all the juice. It's the right, I hate to say it, that has all the guns. So when you push and you push and you push and you push, somewhere along the line, the right is going to push back. You're going to fall flat on your rear end. USA Radio, War Now. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255. Call, we'll talk after the bottom of the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Authorities say 17 people are dead after a tour boat carrying 31 people capsized and sank on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri yesterday. This all happened during a fast-moving thunderstorm that produced winds of over 60 miles an hour. And Jim Patterson, Jr., he's the president of Ripley Entertainment. They own the duck boat. He says this has never happened to him before.
Business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a fast-moving storm that came out of basically nowhere, is sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
A grand jury has leveled 23 charges against a man accused of killing five people in a mass shooting at a Maryland newsroom, five of those charges being first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio. Welcome again to the show, 833-927-8255. We've got a half hour left together. If you want to weigh in on something, love to hear from you. I am, in fact, broadcasting smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. It's funny, earlier on, I was talking to Wayne on the air about this. Literally, we are right in the middle. It's about 2 hours either way, and the sun has just set, so I don't know where you all are listening from, whether it's Vegas, where I'm sure the sun is still high in the sky, or Reno, or we've got a call tonight from Idaho. Again, over here in Long Island, everywhere in between. I can't thank you all enough for being so kind to me and having, again, great conversations here on the radio for the last, tonight and then, of course, Monday and Tuesday. But it was really great to get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root for 3 days this week. A lot of fun for sure. You know, I would be doing a disservice if we didn't mention this horrible tragedy, the duck boat tragedy. Can you imagine 9 members of one family, kids among 17 victims, doomed Missouri duck boat? 11 family members were on the boat, and 9 of them died. Can you imagine that? Living the rest of your life with that horrendous guilt, that survivor's guilt. Just terrible. Just a terrible story. I mean, there's not too much to say about it, except for it's just sad. And that video footage that you see, I'm sure you've all seen it. I've watched it and watched it half the time all day long, and it's just really terrible. On the flip side, on a good side, I mean, it was 49 years ago that we allegedly stepped on the moon. No, I'm a believer. I'm just kidding. We stepped on the moon. I don't want to start something there for the last half. I know that can explode. The folks out there big into the conspiracy theories. No, again, kudos to us. That's another thing that we could talk about. We could spend an entire show one time talking about the greatness, our greatness, the greatness of man. We need more of that, right? I think that is a key element that is missing now in this country. We don't do anything great together. I mean, 49 years ago, I was a baby, right? So 49 years ago, I mean, I was only 3. I don't remember it, but you know, when my mom was alive, she would tell us about how it made the country feel, right? I mean, just this incredible satisfaction that there that thing is up in the sky, the moon, and nobody's ever walked on. And, you know, we really pushed the envelope, and we decided that we were going to get there before anybody else. And, you know, with God's help and the man's ingenuity, we got there. We got to the moon. I look up at the moon sometimes, and I say to myself, that's really, it's incredible that we actually got up there and did that. And then, of course, you think about all the things that we've done since. I mean, not just the pedestrian things that you have all day, every day, like the internet, et cetera, which, you know, they're all really cool things, and the information highway is an amazing thing, an amazing feat in its own right. But, I mean, we have satellites, and we have rockets that are flying out of this solar system. That's just incredible. And communicating back to us. You think about how smart and how amazing people are that have to put all that together. It really is pretty incredible, some of the things that we've done. All right, I want to circle back real quick to just back to Russia for just a little bit, because there's something that I found it sort of amusing. So President Donald Trump and the White House apparently think that the summit with Russia and Vladimir Putin went so well that they decided to have another one. And this one's going to be at the White House. And the people from the folks who are anti-Trump lost their mind, right? They thought this was the biggest treasonous scenario that they could possibly imagine. Why would you bring Putin to the White House?
What good will it do? Oh, my God, you're treasonous. What? How can you think about doing that and you haven't even discussed it with anybody inside of your cabinet? How do you do these kinds of things, right? I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Barack Obama. Remember Barack Obama? Remember? You realize Barack Obama invited leaders of terror organizations and co-conspirators to a group meeting in the White House, and nobody said anything. I mean, I know I'm going to butcher the names, but Imam Muhammad Magid, who preached fundamentalism in Northern Virginia, a mosque, and had listed a number of trustees as major donors whose offices and homes were raided after 9/11 by federal agents invited by Barack Obama to the White House. Azhar Aziz, president of the Islamic Society of North America, a known radical Muslim and part of the Muslim Brotherhood, invited to the White House with Barack Obama. Sherman Jackson, who was King Faisal chair at Islamic, basically another member of the Muslim Brotherhood's right-hand man, another basically bad dude, invited to the White House. There's a whole laundry list of folks who sat in with Barack Obama, had meetings with Barack Obama. Nobody said boo about this. Nobody cared about this one. But Trump wants to try to keep the nuclear bombs from falling on your head, and he somehow is committing treason. He's getting called out by the left. He's being made fun of by the left. I mean, I don't understand what it is that you want your president. Do you want your president to be a warmonger? Do you want your president to go on and attack every single nation that you have a disagreement with? What is wrong with inviting the country that has the most nuclear weapons? What's wrong with inviting them to the White House for a summit? You got a starting point with the last one in Helsinki, all right? Whether you liked it or not, the football was moved a little bit forward. There were good things that came out of that. And to come back and bring it back to here, to the United States, to the White House for a summit here, there's nothing wrong with that. These are good things, not bad things. He's not a treacherous, treasonous plant, if you will, from Russia. Donald Trump is not any of those things. Although I know the left wants you to believe that he is. But again, it floored me. It absolutely floored me, the thought that the folks on the left were going absolutely crazy when it came to Donald Trump announcing that Vladimir Putin is going to come to this country and set up shop. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Again, 833-927-8255. You've got a few minutes if you want to call in, and we can get to a couple of things. I'm going to break probably political protocol and newsy protocol in the last break of the night, sort of find some stories that are a little lighter-hearted. But before we get to that one, I want to completely switch gears here just for a couple minutes. I don't know how many of you have seen this video, but there was a video that was leaked about the Las Vegas shooting, which I know many of the listeners who are listening right now who live out in Vegas, this really hits you, you know, this really hits you hard, and I understand that. But there's a video that was leaked. I think it was live leak that actually leaked it. It shows a rooftop view of just all the horror, right? The devastation and the people who are running for their lives. And, you know, Wayne knows so much more about this. He's talked to so much more, so many more influential people and people in the know than I have. We talk about it occasionally on the show, because it's the biggest mass murder, if you will, in the history of this country. But I still can't believe all these months later, we don't have any answers on this. None. That, to me, is an absolute crime. Let's grab a call before we run out. Robert is calling from Las Vegas. Robert, what's on your mind tonight? You're on War Now.
Thank you. I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Root. We love him. He's great. And you're doing a good job, too, sir. Just wanted to say, what about China collusion? Considering China owns the internet and they hack everything, China literally, they if you download the Opera search engine, you will find that you find yourself in Russia, and China created that search engine. Anyway, what about China collusion and Mexican collusion? In Nevada, we lost our state because Mi Familia Vota is a vote harvesting company that literally harvests the vote and gives it to the Secretary of State. So why don't we investigate the Mexican collusion and the China collusion too?
To me, the biggest enemy we have is China. There's no question about it. They are the big, bad enemy on the block. Russia is what it is, but it's China that we have to look out for down the road. And you mentioned losing your state. You see what happened in California? Do you see California now is giving illegals the right to vote in school board elections? That is step one, man. What are we doing? I mean, what are we doing when it comes to illegal immigration? What are we doing handing over the most sacred right of casting a vote in a free society to somebody who doesn't belong in the country? I'm sorry. I know you hate to hear that. I know you don't like it when you think somebody doesn't belong. What does it mean to be belong? There should be no borders. No, wrong. Somebody who is here illegally should never, ever, ever, ever have the right to pull a lever in an election, whether it's a dog catcher election, a school board election, or a presidential election. And the thought that that is happening out there on the left coast is, to me, it is mind-blowing that that's going on. And it's like that old adage where you throw frogs. I kind of hate this because I'm an animal fan, but it just popped in my head. You put frogs in a bowl or in a pot, and you know, you throw them in when it's real hot, they jump out. But if you let it just sort of build and boil, they'll just stay in there the whole time. That's what's happening in some places in this country over and over and over again. You got a group of people who are sitting there like frogs in a pot, basically getting boiled alive, sadly. All right. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back in just a couple. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Again, 833-927-8255. LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's the way to get a hold of me. Again, we'll have a final segment. I'll go off the rails a little bit, talk about some different things, including something going on at Walmart, where Walmart actually can listen very intently and very specifically to what you're saying in the stores. And the workers, they can listen to what you're saying in the stores as well. We'll go over that in just a few. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, final segment as we are running short on time. Breaking news coming in. Boris and Natasha say Russia collusion. Fake news! It's the work of the moose and the squirrel. 833-927-8255. Hey, I made myself laugh. What can I tell you? Let's grab a call. Jeremy is in Connecticut. And, Jeremy, you're on War Now. Good night. Good evening. How are you? Good night. Good night. See you later. Thanks for calling. No. What's happening, Jeremy? Jeremy! Going once. Going twice. Final call. All right. Jeremy wanted to talk about Russian collusion, but apparently the Russians are probably hacking his phone, jamming the signal as he's trying to let us in on a whole bunch of interesting news out there in the Constitution State in Connecticut. Which, you know, I know you don't want to talk about Connecticut, but, man, we just had something happen here in Connecticut. It was crazy. By the way, we're the last state in the union when it comes to business, whereas business-friendly, we're not business-friendly. There's zero business-friendly. There's no friends in Connecticut for business. And, you know, we're hemorrhaging money And they just announced a couple of hours ago that they're giving all of the state employees $2,000, their $2,000 bonus. So it's just, I mean, I know it's contracted and bargained in, but when you are drowning, you don't throw, you know, you don't throw somebody an anchor. I would hope not anyway. I wanted to really quickly, before we grab a couple of calls, there are a few people on hold, so we'll try to get to you just real quick. Just something I talked about really quick before we got to the break. Walmart patents audio surveillance technology to record customers and employees. You may not know this, but, I mean, this is a step above what they have right now. But when you go to stores, right, when you go to stores, this happens. Think about this. When you go, let's say, to, we'll use Lowe's, for example, or Home Depot. Don't want to be too specific, but you go to one of those big box stores and you look at something. Let's say you're looking at a chainsaw. There is facial recognition technology there. There are all kinds of different, there are things set up in that store to see what you're seeing. They see what you're, that is why when you go home, if you log onto your computer, you log onto your email address, if you have a card for that store and they know it and you swipe it that day and you go home and you look at an email or something, and you see an ad for that very item that you looked at, and you can't believe it. There's an ad for that chainsaw that you were looking at. You're like, how does that happen? Well, because they literally will take a, well, it's facial recognition, but they take the spot where you look, let's say you're looking at that one chainsaw for 8 seconds, and everything else you're only looking at it for 3 seconds. They will focus in on what you're looking at for 8 seconds and send you an ad for that. I know it for a fact that they do it. They do it all the time. Well, actually, Walmart's now stepping it up another level, where now they're patented audio surveillance technology, recording customers, employees, etc. So, just here's the thing: live your life like you are being recorded. That is the best advice I can give you, because you are, in one way, shape, or form, you are being recorded somehow, some way, wherever you are, whether it's video, whether it's audio. Live your life like someone's listening, because chances are they probably are. Let's see what else I have. There's a man who's trying to visit every Starbucks in the world. So far, he's been to almost 15,000 of them. He spent over $160,000 to go to every Starbucks. I tell you, half of the Starbucks in the country are basically within a 4-square-mile radius in New York. All right, we'll try Jeremy again. Jeremy, you there now?
This is Billy.
All right, Billy, how are you? You're up. You're on the air.
Billy in Connecticut. What's up, there, Lee?
Good, Billy.
Hey,
how are you?
I got a question. Something bothered me. You ever notice, like, when you listen to Fox or a lot of commentaries on maybe Rush Limbaugh or Candy, they're saying all the illegal things that's going on, all the leaking, they have proof that Hillary did this and that. I don't understand why Sessions or no one's doing nothing. It kind of bothers me to a degree of, like, are they hyping us up, like the left hypes their base up? Because it's blatantly that noticeable what they're saying. It's almost like, oh, that's okay, though. It doesn't make sense. Why isn't anyone moving on this? There seems to be a big outcry from the Republican Party saying, yes, we have proof she did this or he didn't do that. I just don't understand.
Well, people have been screaming for the longest time for the leakers to be prosecuted. You're 100% right. As far as Sessions goes, I tell you, that's a big, giant disappointment.
You would have to say, right or wrong, it's something.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Like, it doesn't make sense. It's almost right. Like we're missing something, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a gap. I understand what you're saying. No question about it. And we've been talking about that. And thanks for the call, because we're running out of time, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to get on the air with us before we do run out of time. You know, that is certainly something that we thought Donald Trump was going to really go after, in particular, you know, try to figure out what's going on with the leakers and figure out what's going on with different parts of his cabinet and his administration. Because early on, man, it was like a sieve, man. There was just one thing after another was getting leaked out. Listen, I would love to do this all night long, but I'm getting the hook. So we're out of time. I want to thank, again, start with Wayne Allen Root, all the folks over at USA Radio Network for giving me the opportunity to be on the air with you. I want to thank, of course, Chris and Mark for setting it all up, making it happen, the technical part of it. And I'm running out of gas, so I appreciate it, as always. Have a great Friday night. Thank you again to USA Radio Network. Make sure you listen up. Wayne Allen Root, right back here again Monday, same time, same channel. Have a great weekend. Until next time, I'll see you. Keep listening to War Now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.